Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 27th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Slack has agreed to buy Atlassian's HipChat and Stride assets, with Atlassian receiving a stake in Slack. Cloud versions of HipChat and Stride will shut down in February, with locally installed versions allowed to run for up to 2 years, depending on the version. Customers will be offered a migration path to Slack, but will not be forced to move. Google updated its Play Store app submission guidelines. It now explicitly bans apps that appeal to children but contain adult themes, apps that facilitate the sale of explosive firearms, ammunition, or certain firearm accessories, and apps that are themselves cryptocurrency miners. Google also now bans apps with repetitive content in order to stop multiple versions made from templates and wizards and such. Apps that are primarily made of ads are also banned, and apps that intentionally mislead users. LinkedIn has added the ability to send up to a 1 minute voice message on its iOS and Android apps. Messages can be played back on the apps as well as the website. Disney and 21st Century Fox shareholders both voted to approve the sale of most of Fox's assets to Disney. What's left will become New Fox, which will include Fox Broadcasting Company and Fox's TV station group, Fox Sports, and Fox News. Disney already received U.S. approval in exchange for agreeing to divest itself of the regional sports networks within 90 days of the sale. Disney still needs approval from a handful of international regulators before it can close the deal, which is expected to happen in the first half of 2019. Google will now show time, location, ticketing providers, and other relevant information when returning results for events. Users can save events and share them with others. The new features should start rolling out early next week. Telegram has added a feature called Passport, which it says is phase two of its Telegram login project. Users can upload their ID to Telegram storage, where it's protected by end-to-end encryption. Websites that require ID can implement Telegram Passport support instead of requiring an upload. E-payments is one of the first to support the feature. MoviePass's service was unable to process tickets requests Thursday because it hadn't paid the company that processes its payments. Parent company Helios and Matheson borrowed $5 million to pay the company and get everything working again. Norway's Opera launched its initial public offering on Thursday on the NASDAQ at $12 a share, trading opened at $14.34 a share, and the company raised $115 million, on Friday. Opera is owned by a consortium of Chinese companies. Amazon's Q2 earnings are in. The company reported revenue rose 39% in the quarter. Revenue of $52.9 billion just missed expectations of $53.41, but earnings were $5.07 a share, ahead of $2.50 expected, and well up from $0.40 a share last year. Revenue from Amazon Web Services rose 49% to $6.11 billion, while advertising was the fastest growing segment, up 132%. Twitter reported monthly active users fell by 1 million as it removed bots and spam and failed to attract new users. Twitter says user numbers will continue to fall this year because of that. Twitter says it's prioritizing cleaning up the platform over near-term product improvements that could drive usage. Twitter daily active users were up 11%. That's the seventh quarter in a row of daily growth. Twitter also reported its third straight quarter of positive income at $100 million. For the first time, overseas revenue contributed to the majority of Twitter's ad sales. Nigeria's 21st Century Fiber ISP and Google announced they will roll out 200 new free Wi-Fi hotspots across five cities in Nigeria within the next year. Sites will include markets, transport hubs, shopping malls, universities, and more. Google previously rolled out Google Station in India, Indonesia, Thailand, and Mexico. Lenovo's smart display with Google Assistant is now on sale. It comes in versions of 8 inches at $199 and a 10.1-inch screen version for $249, both with a front-facing 5-megapixel camera. Yet another CES announcement that's shipping. And finally, Nintendo announced its first new Labo kit since the original launched in April. Vehicle Kit will let you build controls that operate a car, plane, or submarine on your TV. The new kit will be available September 14th for $70. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.